Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Favor is coming your way. Welcome, beloved, to Prospering Through the Song. I just want to play a little of this song, It's a New Season, because this is the new month that we're entering in, by Israel Houghton.
It's blowing my mind. Right now is the season of power. Let the wind say I am strong and prosperity. Let the poor say I am rich. Oh, let the new season coming to me. Lift your voices.
Beloved, it is a new season. It's a new day coming your way. Welcome, beloved, to Prospering in the Psalms with Dr. Manetta. We are excited to be with you on this journey. This is day two of our 150-day journey. Beloved, we jump-started yesterday. For those that are Facebook family, friends, you can go in on our page and review yesterday's message, yesterday's Psalms. Today, beloved, we are excited as we look at the Psalms, as we look at God delights in your prosperity. God delights in your prosperity. Each day, we could be on Blog Talk Radio. It could be posted through our Facebook family. It could be through LinkedIn. It could be through our teleconference. We're going to use a variety of platforms to share with you over the next 150 days. So you just have to stay tuned to which avenue that we will use. I think for the first week or so, we'll utilize our Blog Talk Radio as well as our Facebook platform. But don't get locked in, don't get stuck there as we continue this journey of prospering in the Psalms. And so today's Psalms that we are sharing with you can be found in Psalms 35, verse 27. Psalms 35, verse 27. For all of you out there, grab your Bible and something to write with, something to write on, if you're going to travel with us through the Psalms as we prosper by God's word. So for your hearing, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Amen. Amen. That's Psalms 35, 27. And so as we take this journey, as we prosper in the Psalms, we're going to share with you throughout this journey various verses of Scripture for prosperity that is found in the Psalms that's related to prosperity. So I want you, beloved, to write these words that are connected or related to prosperity. And I'm really excited that we are examining and we are studying the scriptures on the subject, the topic of prosperity. Many times when you hear that word, what comes to mind? What is prosperity? And so over the course of days and weeks and months, we want to look at the word prosperity from a biblical and kingdom perspective. So we know that it is God's will that his children prosper. God delights in your prosperity and my prosperity, in his children's prosperity. And so there are going to be several different words that I'm going to share with you in relationship to prosperity. And I want you to write them down. Blessings is one. These are words that represent the different aspects of prosperity. Not what someone thinks, what someone feels or believes, but what the Word of God is speaking to us, that he wants us to prosper and be in good health as our soul prospers, according to 3 John 2. So one word that we would relate to in regards to prosperity is blessings, prosper, glory, success, favor, goodness, riches, abundance, wealth, peace, fatness, flourishing, multiply, reward, gold, silver, treasure, plenty, increase, benefit, bountiful, promotion, fruitfulness, enlarge, and largeness. These words represent the different aspects of prosperity. And so as you listen in each day, or as you review on our Facebook post, that you will get even a greater revelation, insight, and discernment. God's prosperity, God's promises for prosperity. Oh, it's going to be an exciting journey for each of us to look at the scriptures in relationship to prosperity. So I just want to lay a foundation of some key words in the Hebrew language that's related to prosperity. See, this is like I would call it a course. So we want to teach, we want to pray, we want to prophesy, and we want to decree God's promises in relationship to prosperity. We don't want you to miss what God has for you in this time and in this season. And so that's why I'm encouraging you to write, take notes, go back, and listen in multiple times by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will even get a greater revelation, because we know the Holy Spirit to be the revealer of all truth, to be the teacher, to be our intercessor, to be our advocate, to reveal to us even on a greater level and revelation. And so as we look at some of the definitions of key words that relate to prosperity in the Hebrew, I want you to write down Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. And the word is barakah. That's B-E-R-A-K-A-H. See, the Hebrew word for blessing. The Hebrew word for blessing, and it means a blessing, liberal, pool, presence. It is from the word barak, B-A-R-A-K, barak, meaning benediction, by implication, prosperity, blessing, liberal, pool, generous. So that's one of our first words that I want you to take in consideration as we study out prosperity. Our second word can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9, and it is an Aramaic word, and it's S-A-K-A-N, Sako, and it's often translated as prosper. And it means to be prudent, circumspect, have insight, act wisely, give attention to, cause to prosper. So when we look at Deuteronomy 29, verse 9, that's what they're talking to us in relationship to prosper, okay? Let me go back. I didn't read Deuteronomy 28, but I want to read that to you. We're not going to rush because we are taking this journey for 150 days. That's right, 150 days. That will take us from August 1st to December 31st. And by then, beloved, I pray that you will really receive the prosperity that God has for you as a child of God. So Deuteronomy 28, verse 2, many of you are familiar with that passage of Scripture, but it says, for your hearing, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. So that was baraka, which means blessings. That's what the word of God is speaking to us in Deuteronomy 28, too. And then the very next word in the next chapter in Deuteronomy 29, verse 9, for your hearing, the word of God says, therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper all that you do. So obedience is a key word that's flagged out in Deuteronomy 28 and 2, and here it is 29 and 9, that you keep the words of this covenant, this agreement, and do them that you may prosper in all that you do. So as I said, that word translate to me, be prudent, have insight, be wise, give attention to. And then, beloved, yesterday we shared Psalms 118:25. Psalms 118:25. And our Hebrew word that we want to look at, it is tahlakchi. Tahlakchi. And, hey, forgive me, I'm not a Hebrew scholar in pronunciation, but we understand as we read the word of God that we would even have a greater understanding and even pronunciation. We will have with us next week a rabbi who I will share some of these words with, and hopefully we'll be able to come back and pronounce them properly. And so when we look at Psalms 118, verse 25, and it says, say now, I pray, O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Send now prosperity. Can you join with me and say that? Oh, Lord, This is our prayer today. I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity. Send now prosperity. I want to read verse 26. For it says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. I read for you out of Psalms 118, verse 25, that was our key verse, verse 26, 27, 28, and 29. So that Hebrew word, let me spell it for you. It is T-S-A-L-A-C-H. When we see the word, Lord, send prosperity now. Let me give you one more. I think I'll give you five today. One more. Chayil, C-H-A-Y-I-L. And we find this in Deuteronomy, another very familiar passage of Scripture. We find this in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. And Chayil, C-H-A-Y-I-L, is a Hebrew word meaning strength, might, efficiency, wealth, force, and army. So the Scripture in verse 17 says, then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And that was one of the words that's related to prosperity. So underline that. If you have your Bible, highlight this word and write Chayil next to it, C-H-A-Y-I-L. Then verse 18 goes on to say, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth. He gives you the power. Remember, I just said Chayil means force, power, wealth, strength, army, that God gives you the power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. So right now, today, as we said, Lord, send your prosperity today. The Lord God is telling us he's given us power. He's given us ability to get wealth because he has established his covenant that he swore with our forefathers. Amen, amen. So we're not going to be long because I want you to embrace, as we're reading the Psalms, as we prosper, our souls will prosper, meaning every aspect of our lives, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, every aspect of your life, you will prosper. Amen. And so our fifth word for today is found in Psalms 122, verse 6. Shalah, Shalah, S-H-A-L-A-H. Again, S-H-A-L-A-H. And let us read Psalms 122, verse 6. Another passage of Scripture that many of you have heard and read before. And it says, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palace. Oh, verse 6 and 7. What a powerful word for us today, giving us instructions that we would pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and may they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palace. And so Shalah is a Hebrew word meaning to be at rest, be quiet, and prosper. That's a word for someone today, that you would be at rest, you would be quiet, and you would prosper. And so, beloved, we see this as a promise that as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that we would prosper and peace would be within our walls, within our homes, within our community, within our city, within our spirit, and that prosperity would be within our palaces and within our dwelling places, that we would have all that we need in Jesus' name. But we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is Jehovah Jireh, our source and our provider, that we would have more than enough, that there would be nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking in our lives. Because as we read Psalms 35, verse 27, that the Lord takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his children, of his servants. What an awesome message for us to receive today, that as we cheer, as we proclaim what the word of the Lord says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor. That's one of those words that's related to prosperity. Who favor my righteous cause. So underline favor. And let them be, and let them say without ceasing, continuously, that you don't stop. Let the Lord be magnified. Let us lift up the name of Jesus, who takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and your praise all the day long. That's verse 28. So, beloved, as we continue this journey to prospering in the Psalms, as the psalmist David is speaking to us, beloved, through time and through the word of God, that we would take hold that every word has not changed of God, for he changes not. And so we stand on God's promises this day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We come to the close of our time. We want to stay within 15 to 20 minutes of sharing with you. Let us go into a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this word today. Lord, we thank you for your word according to Psalms 35, 27, that it will be sealed in our hearts, our minds, our spirits today, oh God, that we would shout with joy. Yes, we will shout for joy and be glad as we lift up your name today, Lord God, as we magnify, as we exalt your name today above all names, oh God, that you are the head, oh God, and we claim victory today in your name, the name of Jesus, the name that every knee bows and every tongue confesses to, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for favor today. We thank you, Lord God, for prosperity. We thank you, Lord God, for the many blessings that will overtake us because we heed and we obey your word today, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have wisdom, oh God, and we give attention to your word today, oh God. Lord, that we would have a spirit of generosity, and Lord, that we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem today, oh God, and that we remember, oh God, that you have given us power, you have given us ability to create wealth in the establishment of your covenant that you swore with our forefathers, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for peace. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you, Lord God, for rest. We thank you, Lord, for quietness, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for strength today. We thank you for every word that has been released today here on Prospering in the Psalms, oh God. May it multiply 1,000 times more under every listener, every hearer, oh God, to this broadcast live, and those that may dial in later, those that may download today, oh God, in the days to come. We thank you, Lord God, that prosperity will dwell in their homes and in their palace. That is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Beloved, we look forward to you being a part of this journey for the next 150 days. This is your host, Dr. Manetta. I ask that you share this broadcast with your friends. Share our link on Facebook and Twitter and all the different social medias. What's the one? LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. Yes, beloved. Instagram, Pinterest. Beloved, we have a wealth of materials that we will be sharing with you over the course of the days to come. And know, without a doubt, that our God takes great pleasure in your prosperity. Amen, 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 amen. I ask that you would visit our page. We have several events coming up, several programs. We have a School of Wealth coming in the month of September, a School of Prayer, a School of Ministry, a School of Business and Entrepreneurship, and a School of Missions. And if you want to be a part, you can inbox me, Manetta Hare, on Facebook, or Good Success Seminars through our Facebook page. You can just make contact, and we want to send details and information to you that will be a blessing on your journey. So we have come to the close of our 30-minute live broadcast. You can also, during our upcoming Blog Talk programs here on Prospering in the Psalms, we have a live number, which is 1-347-945-6272. We want to pray with you and pray for you in Jesus' name. You may have a question or a comment. So as we go from this gathering, this live gathering, we send our blessings upon you. So may the peace of God, the love of God, the provision of God, the prosperity of God be upon you and your household. That is my prayer. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom.